Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris here on the 25th of May 2012, and this boo is really a catch-up boo and just talking about things that have been happening in my life, so please excuse me but for the indulgence. However, I think some of the things you might be interested in that I'm going to talk about. First of all, last weekend I went to a tweet-up with some hiking friends of mine, and we went to Monsell Head in the Peak District last Friday until Sunday, and that was fantastic. We had some good drinks, some good company, and some good walks, and some humour. And I've done part one of a blog post on that on my website, on my blog at pilgrimchris.com. So have a look at that. There's some media there, photographs, videos, audios, bamboozers, and it'll give you a brief but a hopefully interesting summary of part of the time I had there. I'm going to follow that up with another post because there was a very interesting incident, very funny incident, where we were trying to use some new cooking stoves, if you like, called backcountry boilers, ultra lightweight stoves, trying to get a fire started, and how it took three men to get one going using hair dryers and one woman who managed to do it all on her own and do it properly. So that will be interesting. I've got some photographs and some media for that, so that'll be my next blog post. Coming back from there, the week started fairly well. The weather, of course, was fantastic. When we were hiking, we didn't get any rain on the Saturday, and of course by Sunday, Monday, the weather had turned, and we've had some glorious weather since. And I've just been spending the day mowing all my meadows, as I call them. I have a front garden, a side garden, and a big, large split back garden. And it takes an entire day just to mow them. So I've done that today, and I'm quite pleased with myself because I'd let it grow rather high, so it took longer than anticipated. And my brown wheelie bin that we have for garden waste is full of grass clippings, and I've been jumping up and down in there like a madman trying to compress these grass clippings down to get more in. And now, subsequently, the bin weighs half a ton. So the bin men, or whatever we like to call them, will be pulling their arms out of socket next week when they try and empty that. We're talking on Twitter. There's been a few interesting conversations going on, and one of them is by Roger Overall, at Roger Overall on Twitter and here on Audioboo, who is doing a photographic test, if you like. There's a hashtag for it called Big Test on Twitter, and he's pitching a Nikon D800 and D800E cameras. They're about €4,000 cameras, so not cheap, but you know, if you're into your photography, it's a good camera to have for a reasonable price. 36 megapixel camera. And pitching that against a Phase 1, I'm just reading this, so bear with me, a Phase 1 IQ180. Now, this is a €40,000 camera back. That has to attach to a body and a lens, and that's just for the back. But that is a, what's the megapixel in on that? That's 85 megapixels. So it sounds like that the one that costs 10 times as much money, I think overall it's about 8 times as much with lenses and everything it works out. Roger did a boo on this. But even so, 8 times the price for the top-end camera. The differences will be interesting. But it seems to me that the D800 has a good chance of taking some really cracking photographs. So the differences will be scrutinised. And I'm looking forward to that because on Saturday, tomorrow, these cameras are going to be tested in Ireland. And then on Sunday, there's going to be a Google Plus Hangout, hopefully, if you check out Roger Overall on Google Plus. Hopefully, there'll be a Google Plus Hangout on these results tomorrow. So if you're interested in photography in any way, shape or form, that will be well worth going to hang out with. Paul O'Marney, O'Marney Blog, came out with a suggestion earlier in the week about recording the first paragraph of the latest release of a book on Audioboo and then tweeting that out, or you know, sharing that with other people. I immediately like this idea. I'm a vast reader, and I read phenomenal amounts of books. And but I don't always read the latest books because I'm, for whatever reason, usually cost to buy the book. I wait for them to come to the local library and borrow them. And if I do buy books, I tend to buy them in digital format these days. I do like hard copies, don't get me wrong. However, I'm digressing. This idea is that we record the first paragraph of the latest released book. We go into a bookshop. We ask the for assistance to find the book. We maybe ask the shop which book they would like us to do this with, and then record an audio, read out the first paragraph, and share that with people. It's a good way of helping authors and publishers to get their books across in a different format, a different medium. And I'm all for that. And on the back of that, the hashtag for that, by the way, is going to be Book Intro Boo. So book, intro being the introduction, and boo because we're using audio boo. And on the back of that, we're having what's called ebook intro boo. So if anybody's bought an ebook, they can do the same thing with an ebook. It's an idea I quite like, and I'm hopefully that will take off over the next few weeks and months. So thanks to Paul O'Mahony for suggesting that. I'm very much into that. And then there was something else that tied in with that. Bakewell Books in Oxford tweeted out the fact that there's the Book Band on Twitter, at the Book Band, are doing an event there at the bookshop on July the 3rd at 7 p.m. at Bakewell's Books on Broad Street, Oxford, where this band, what they do is they sing about a book. They create a song. In fact, they have a CD available. So that's interesting, and I'm going to endeavour to go down to Oxford for that. It's on a Tuesday evening, so that would mean an overnight stay in Oxford for me, which is fine. I have a partner. My partner lives down there, so that should be okay. And I'm prepared to take a day off work for that. The idea being that I can go and listen to what they do and probably audio boo it too. So that's all tying in rather nicely. My love of books, another way to experience that. Next weekend, this Sunday coming, apart from the hangout on Google Plus for the photography test that I've mentioned, I'm going to a barbecue held by my local church. I don't really go to these do's at churches. I find them a little bit sort of, whatever. But I am going to this one because the weather's going to be nice. It's a barbecue, which means food, and it means barbecued food, and that sold me. I'll also meet, of course, some great friends there from church, so in a different environment to the morning, the Sunday Mass, so that'll be great. What else? Then I should go to Oxford the following weekend to spend the Jubilee weekend down there. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to take a couple of days off work for that specifically. Then what I have been doing lately is talking a little bit about a photo sharing app called StreamZoo. I mentioned this in Twitter a while ago, and I was been trying out Instagram. I've been waiting for Instagram for a long time, and I was initially very disappointed in the app. But they since brought out lots of updates for the Android app, and it worked very well. But of course, it's been bought out by Facebook. And as anybody who knows me will know, I am not a Facebook fan. I have a Facebook page. It's very closed. It's for very select people. I only use it for certain Twitter followers, and I use it for my Spanish friends who are interested in pilgrimages, the Camino de Santiago pilgrimage in particular. So I use it for that, really, in keeping in touch with all the people over there, my friends over there. But I don't like the fact that Instagram has been bought out by Facebook. I don't like the idea that every single photograph now is owned by Mark Zuckerberg and he can do whatever he wants. And believe me, the reason that he paid $1 billion for this is, and also floating the market, he's got to create a model that's going to make money for the shareholders. Already the shares are down about, I think, 15%. It's been quite a catastrophic fall, really. simply because it was overpriced in the first place, as these things inevitably are. The big shareholders, who are usually the kind of shareholders that buy into these things because they can afford it and they know and pretty much guaranteed to make a big profit initially, are all unhappy and talking about suing Goldman Sachs and various organisations because they're losing money for a change. My heart bleeds. Anyway, however, going back to StreamZoo, read their terms and services. The photographs are yours. StreamZoo don't own them. Nobody else can have access to them. And if anybody does and uses them inappropriately, they can be sued. It's very good. I like that. It may not be for everybody's choice of choosing an app, privacy, but in these days of privacy worries, it can't help. It can't do anything but help the situation to have your photographs in a place where somebody can't just take them and use them for their own promotional purposes, or for whatever reason they might want to use them. So I'm quite happy about that. And then Audioboo, there's been a bit of a talk on Audioboo about Audioboo on Android, how it's not as good as the iOS app. This is a particular bugbear of mine, because I think if anybody's going to release an app for a particular platform, then it should invest as much time and money in that app, that platform, as they do in the other platform. The Y-phone platform, I like to call it. Why have a Y-phone? Well, there's lots of reasons, of course, but I shan't be having one. Unless the iPhone 5 lives up to expectations, then I might have a second phone. Though I don't want to say that too loudly, because, again, anybody that knows me would be fall over and keel down if they thought I was going to get an Apple product. Anyway, that's just me. So that was it, really. That's the week that was, the week that is, a few things that are going on in my world. And if you're interested in any of that, hopefully you can find out the relevant information from this boo. Like I said, there's a blog post on my own blog about last weekend you might find interesting. Check out circleofconfusion.ie for the latest news and podcasts around this photography test at StreamZoo. And so that's another reason to go and have a look. That's by Roger Overall. Paul O'Marney, he's always worth listening to on Audioboo and following. In fact, since I've been following Paul O'Marney, my life hasn't been quite the same. It's far more hectic trying to keep up with what's going on in his world, and because his world's very interesting. Anyway, that's enough for me for now. I'm going to ramble on, and it's an unusual boo from me, that's in a sense. But take care all, have a great day, have a great evening, and if applicable, may God bless you.